Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Hello, and welcome again to Passion for Business, the show where we share practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. Welcome and thank you for listening. My name is Sharon McLean and I'm your host for today. And our topic that we're going to be dealing with today is called the power of mentoring and joint ventures. So get your pens, papers ready, sit back and relax and take part in the discussion. For those of you who would like to call into the show, our number is 646-668-8471. And for those of you who want to comment, you can comment at the bottom of Blog Talk Radio. If you're on Facebook, you can write a comment on facebook.com/businesswithexcellence. You can follow me on Twitter at SharonBWE. And after the break, the chat room will be open for you to put your comments in and suggestions. So let's get stuck in and talk about the power of mentoring and joint ventures. Now, the first question when you're looking at mentoring is, what is mentoring all about? So we're going to be looking at the benefits of mentoring. So I want to hear from those of you who've had a mentor in the past, and also to find out what your experience was. I've been a mentor for 14 years now, and my experience of being a mentor has been one of success and challenges. My best mentees that I've worked with are those who have come into the relationship to work together. So not me doing all the work and not them doing all the work, but doing it as a joint relationship. So mentoring, if I was to describe it in one word, I would say it's all about showing. It's showing someone the way to go. So to be a mentor, you have had to have gone the way before so that you can show someone else the way to go. Now, running a business for 14 years, and particularly starting my own business, I've been able to come alongside others who want to start up in business and literally show them the process of what is needed for business. So that could include business planning, it could include setting up their business, looking at the legal side, looking at the marketing side, and I literally take them step by step in that process. So the benefit of mentoring, you could do something all yourself, but the beauty of being in a joint relationship is that you've got someone to support you, someone to encourage you, and someone to look at your dreams from their perspective so that they can feed back to you so that you can be the best that you can be. So in terms of mentoring, most people who are successful in business and in life, they have a mentor. Now, that mentoring relationship can be formal or it can be informal. A formal relationship would be where you set a specific date and time to meet with your mentor, and also you might set specific targets and goals. An informal relationship might be where you might just meet over a coffee, it might be a chat here and there, now and then, it might not have any specific time band to it. So when you're looking at mentoring, you want to decide whether you want a formal or an informal relationship. And with mentoring, depending on what you want to be mentored in, you can have more than one mentor. So I've got people who I mentor, who I consider in business as a mentee for business. But then there's other people that might need a mentee for life or a mentee for parenting. I don't mentor in those areas. I could, but my speciality is business. So they may have a mentor for parenting or a mentor for life skills. So it's really, really important that when you're looking at mentoring, you choose the right type of mentor. And the way that you'd be going about this is deciding on your objectives, what you want to get out of the mentoring. You decide on the frequency, so how often you might want to talk to your mentor, whether that's going to be face-to-face or whether that would be over the phone, or with technologies nowadays, it might be by Skype or it might be over the internet. And you decide what type of relationship you want. Now, one good thing about mentoring is that you have a lot of accountability. So if you're the type of person who wants to work on a specific area, you can set targets and goals with your mentor so that you're able to achieve the things that you've desired. And then when you come to me or talk again, you can actually review what you've actually gone through. So it's important that you feel comfortable with your mentor. If you're not comfortable with your mentor, you may not get the benefit out of a quality relationship. It's also important that you feel relaxed around your mentor and you've got someone to look up to. A mentor should be someone who has a little bit more experience than you or who's gone further than you, so they're able to impart into what it is that you want to do. So that's how you go about choosing the right type of mentor. Now, in terms of the word mentor, I've got an acronym here that will just give you some ideas on how you can go about choosing and getting great benefit from mentoring. The first thing is M. M stands for motivate. When you're choosing a mentor or you're working with a mentor, after the session, you want to make sure that you leave that session motivated. They've given you tips, they've given you tools, they've given you angles to look at things. You've felt stretched, you've felt challenged, and that will motivate you to move into action in terms of what you need to be doing. So that's the M. The E stands for educate. Now, when you are being mentored or you're choosing a mentor, it's important that they are up to date with information regarding your mentoring. So for all the people that I mentor in business, I will go out and do some research, depending on their industry, and make sure that the information that I'm giving them is up to date so that I can educate them in the direction that they need to go. Now, the beauty of mentoring is, although you have a mentor, the mentee, that's the person receiving the mentoring, they are in the driving seat. So although you get all this information from your mentor, you're the one that actually goes out there and puts things into action, and you are the one that actually goes out there and makes your decisions. And that's really, really important. Your mentor should be coming alongside you, walking you through, staying with you so that you achieve your goals and objectives. So E stands for educate. N stands for nurture. It's really important when you're being mentored to make sure that you feel that you're being nurtured. And when I say nurtured, I think of a plant that takes time to be watered, and then all of a sudden it has sunshine, it has air coming to it, and then it starts to grow and it starts to bud and become into this beautiful plant or beautiful flower. Well, when you're being mentored, you have to feel that you're being nurtured, you're growing, you're having information being given to you, you're having concepts being put to you, you're taking bite-sized chunks, you're taking things step by step at a time and you're feeling nurtured. So the N under mentor acronym is nurture. Then let's go on to the T. The T under mentor is all about teamwork. When you're working with a mentee, it's important that you work together as a team. So you collaborate together, you join together, you synchronize together, you're in harmony together. So if you think of music or a keyboard, the chords that are played, the notes are individual, but together they make a beautiful sound. And with your mentor and mentee relationship, it's the teamwork together that causes a fantastic response and a fantastic achievement to be made out of that relationship. And then O under mentor stands for originality. I always encourage my mentees who I mentor to come with their own original ideas, and we work with them in their originality. Another word I'd use for originality is uniqueness. You bring everything that's unique to you so that you can be the best person that you can be, either to serve your customers or serve those in life. So it's really important to be original and bring that originality through in the mentoring relationship. No two people are the same, so no two mentoring relationships are going to be the same. So I will mentor 10 or 20 people, and the relationship will be different because there's different personalities involved, different objectives. The principles might be the same in terms of what I will share, but the originality will be done in a different way so that we relate to each other in the best way possible. And then the R in mentoring is all about replicating. So literally, when you're mentoring someone and the mentee is receiving support from you, they should be able to go out and replicate what you've taught them and also replicate what they have learned. So if I'm teaching someone about business and I'm mentoring them into getting their businesses set up, their business plans in order, they should be able to replicate what I've worked with them in, and they should be able to share that with others. So let's go through the acronym for mentor. So if you're looking for a mentor, you want to look for someone who will motivate you. The M is for motivate. E is for educate. N is for nurture. T is for teamwork. O is for originate or originality. And R is for replicate. So I hope that's been helpful to you so far. Today, for those of you who have just joined us, we are talking about the power of mentoring and joint ventures. And I found out in my life personally that mentoring helps you to speed up the process. So if you were doing something on your own, it's good. But if you have a mentor, you find that the process is completely speeded up because they're working alongside you and you're working together in a relationship. So let's go on to joint ventures. What I'd like to say about joint ventures, particularly in business, the reason why they're successful is because it gives you an opportunity to work to your strengths. And if you do have weaknesses, you could have someone working with you that could complement you. So basically your weakness then becomes your strength. There's the opportunity for synchronization, so you can join together and do things really well together. There's the opportunity for synergy, so bringing both your energies together. There's also the opportunity for growth. So you could have a florist and a cake decorator coming together in partnership, providing similar creative businesses, but being very individual. But when they work in partnership, they could cut costs, they could explore having an increase of customer base, they could also share profit. So there is a power in joint ventures. And as we can see, with much companies now, a lot more people are going into joint ventures. So there you have it. We are discussing the power of mentoring and the importance of working in partnership in life and in business. And when we come back after the break, I'm going to be taking some questions about your experience of mentoring and how it has been for you and what your thoughts are. And also, you can put your questions into the chat room, and you can also email your comments through info@businesswithexcellence.com or on facebook.com/businesswithexcellence or Twitter at Sharon B.
Welcome to Business with Excellence, where we're developing ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operations, and legality. And we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearl, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Back again to Passion for Business. My name is Sharon McLean and I'm your radio host and presenter for today. And we are talking about the power of networking and the importance of partnering and joint ventures in business. So for those of you who have just joined the show, I want to thank you for listening. And Passion for Business is all about where we share practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. So what I'd like to do now is take some of our questions that have come through. And please feel free to comment or call in. The number to call in is 646-668-8471. So we've got one question here. And we've got a question from one of our listeners that says, what tips would you give on helping someone to choose a suitable mentor? Well, we've discussed that already, but the main tip that I would say is all about building relationships. So when you're looking for a mentor, look for someone who has experience in the field that you want to be mentored in. Look for someone who's interested in what you've got to bring. So they have to be passionate about what you are bringing into the mentoring relationship so that they can get an idea of where it is you're going and the direction that you are going in. I would also encourage you to decide on when you're looking for a mentor, is it going to be a formal relationship or an informal relationship? And only you will know that because you will decide what type of relationship you want. Do you want it to be a professional working relationship or do you work better in informal relationships? So that's how you would go about choosing a mentor. And if you use the mentor acronym, which is motivate, educate, nurture, teamwork, originality and replicate, that will help you in terms of finding your mentor. Right, we've got another question here. How can we ensure that we maintain our own identity whilst being mentored? thank you for that question. That's really important, because someone who's been mentored, there is the tendency for the mentor, because they're more experienced, to share their experiences and their views. The way to maintain your identity is always talk about your passion and about what it is you want from the mentoring relationship. And if you can put that at the forefront and keep sharing that with your mentor, you'll find that your mentor will be feeding with you and showing you the way to go in the direction that you want to go. So one of the ways that you can maintain your identity is on a regular basis, just asking questions and checking to make sure that you are going in the direction that you've originally intended to go in. Right, we've got another question here. And the other question we've got here is it beneficial in having both a mentor and a life coach, and could there be any conflict? Okay. All right. So let's look at that. Now, there's all types of definitions of mentor, life coach, counselor, and I'll just give you a brief overview of what it is. A mentor clearly is someone that shows you the way. So they're physically showing you how to do things, or they might talk you through it step by step. A life coach is someone that coaches you through. So they'll be taking you through, you'll make your own decisions. They may not necessarily show you anything, but they might come up with suggestions and solutions. And a counselor is someone who will work with you maybe at a deeper level, more on the emotional side. So in terms of a mentor, if you want someone to actually show you how to do something, then that's where a mentor would come in place. And if you are looking for someone to bring you possible solutions and coach you in the right direction under a general banner, then that would be a life coach. So in terms of conflict, unless the two that you're having are on different personalities or saying two different things, there may not be necessarily any conflict, because if you set up your relationship with clear boundaries and you're very clear on the direction you want to go, you can choose. So as I said before, you can have as many mentors as you want, and that can be informal or formal. The most important thing is that you're benefiting from the relationship. Right, we've got another question here. Is it possible to have more than one mentor in business? Yes, it is. As I said before, for example, I mentor business owners in a formal relationship, but they might meet with other business owners in an informal relationship to discuss a specific area of business. An example of this is I've got a lot of people that I mentor in the creative industry. So that would be the beauty industry, florist industry. And I work with them purely in a business mentoring professional relationship. So we'll look at their targets, what they've agreed with me the month before, and we'll work through that. And then they might have an informal mentor who might be a friend or who is a peer. And that peer might guide them through in the specifics of their business. So their peer might be someone who is a florist, or it might be someone who's a beautician, and that beautician will mentor them through in specific areas of their business, maybe on a practical level. So as I said before, the beauty of mentoring is that it's important that you define the relationship and you define what you want to get out of the relationship. Right, one more question we've got here is, how long should a mentoring relationship be? Well, the question is, how long is a piece of string? Again, as a mentee, you decide. I normally look at a relationship from anything from 3 months to 12 months, and then some of my relationships go on 2-3 years. It depends what the objective that the mentee wants to get out of the relationship. I have some people who just want to work with me for a short period of time because they have a particular goal that they want to achieve. So again, it's all dependent on the mentee and what they want to get out of the relationship. So we're talking today on the power of mentoring and also the power of working in partnership. Right, I'd just like to let you know that if you're in the UK, there will be a Connected Women panel discussion about partnership working and how important it is to be connected. And I will be one of the guests on the panel. And that's taking place on Monday, the 27th of June in London. If you'd like more details, please log on to Blog Talk Radio and you'll see the link at the bottom of the show, which is nbwnconnectedwomen.eventbrite.co.uk. And for those of you who have been asking questions, I'd like to offer you a free 15-minute mentoring session with me just to discuss about any aspects that you'd like to be mentored in. And if you'd like to take advantage of that, please email me on info@businesswithexcellence.com. Right, one last question. What are the signs that a mentor and mentee relationship might not be working? Well, one of the signs that it might not be working is where you have lethargy. So, for example, if the mentor is working with the mentee, they've discussed goals, they've discussed objectives, and by the next meeting nothing's happened, something might be going on. Or if the mentor keeps cancelling the meetings or they're not coming prepared for the meeting, then you can see that something's going on. Also, where you have dominance, if you have the mentor dominating the mentee, then that's a sign that it's not working. The signs where you will see a relationship working is where there's fruitfulness, where there's objectives being achieved. Now, don't get me wrong, in a mentor-mentee relationship, there might be criticism, but the criticism will always be constructive. The mentor's job is to show them the way and encourage them to move forward and be the best that they can be in what they've actually come for in their relationship. So I want to encourage you to get a mentor, get in a mentor relationship, go about choosing the right mentor. And if you think business mentoring is right for you, contact myself, info@businesswithexcellence.com, and I'll be happy to support you. And for those of you who would like to be updated with our events, our next event is on the 11th of July, if you're based in the UK, and we'll have a time where we're mentoring, answering questions on a one-to-one, and also giving opportunities for business owners to showcase what they're doing. So until next time, until next week, we look forward to hearing from you. Please share Passion for Business with other business owners so that they can benefit from the show. And we will speak again soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired and will tune in again for
Passion for Business.